Howdy, y'all. So on the next episode of Ricky's Big World, we're going to spill all the tea.
One time she decided to go ahead and just buy one of these little $600 wigs that she said is like chump change. I said, okay, well, evidently there's money in wigs I didn't know about. So she goes and she buys this little $600 wig, and it's made of synthetic hair. She goes outside in the Alabama heat, and evidently it melts onto her forehead like crayons, and she was hot living mad.
Back in the Pizza World caverns, behind the test ovens, and in reality next to the bathrooms, it's Ricky's Big World.
Hey everybody, Ricky Bartley with Ricky's Big World. I'm here at Pizza World, and we're going to stay here at lovely Pizza World because of all the amazing ambiance. Now, y'all don't know me, I don't know you, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you anyway. I am originally from Georgia, living here in Iowa. I am a double leg amputee. I know you can't see that right now, but I'll show you a little bit later when I get to know you a little bit better, okay, when we're friends. All right. And, oh, I got to check your credit, too, because, you know, we can't be cool and all that. But anyway, so they got a bright idea for some reason that I would make the mess, that I would make a good podcast. I had a fly, just I'm going to go right up and start living up my nose. Anyway, that I would make a good podcast because I am on the radio on the morning show Monday through Friday from 6 till noon. And so some reason, I don't know what must happen, but they wanted me to do a podcast, and here I am to talk about Southern stuff and everything else. So I got Miss Roxanna.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
All right. So she got everything. She was grouchy today when she came in. I don't know why she's grouchy.
I was not.
You were grouchy. Yes, you were.
I was just making sure everybody was on their best behavior.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, because you're here. You're a special guest, and I want everything to go smooth.
She is my producer, and she's not going to turn the camera around for y'all to see her evidently.
No.
No? Okay.
Not today.
So
I got to get to know them, check their credit score.
Check their credit. That's right. That's right. You know, did you know that in the Atlanta area, there is Reverend Dollar? And Reverend Dollar runs a mega church there. All right.
Okay.
Now, I want to say there's one in Phenix City, Alabama, but I'm not sure. But Atlanta's about 100 miles exactly from my hometown of Columbus, Georgia. And we're from the right on the Alabama border. Well, Reverend Dollar... Reverend Dollar, you cannot join his church unless you have a credit check. And you can't just, they don't just pass a plate around for the tithes. You get it taken out of your checking accounts.
Automatically.
Automatically. Automatic withdrawals.
Interesting.
No, it's not. It's not. And he's the same one who asked his congregation to have, if they would, you know, mind spending $65 million on a plane for him.
So that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. So when I say credit check, I mean credit check. You know, we got to check it before you can listen to me.
Fair enough.
All right. So in my hometown of Columbus, Georgia, in Phenix City, Alabama, I got some crazy family. I got one cousin named Jed, and he lives in a trailer that he put mag wheels on, pumped it up, and put under carriage lighting around it so that when he pulls the trailer, and I mean the trailer you live in, so when he pulls that trailer, he's going to be in style. He's got a pet raccoon, and the pet raccoon is pregnant at the moment because she got out. Yes. What we got?
Ooh. Samples. Oh, he just dropped it.
He changed the label.
What's it say?
Okay, so it's not Ricky's signature sauce anymore. Who drew that cartoon character on that? Did you do that?
Next time, he's really good at bunny rabbits. That could have been.
Y'all, look at this. Look at it. All right, so it was Ricky's signature select secret sauce. It had a nice ring to it. Now it's just, you know, Ricky sauce. And so we have to say that this stuff right here is lit up. And I'm not going to tell you what it is because I really don't know myself. But, and
it's delicious. Honestly. And I'm not just saying this to say this. That's how I get my wings every time.
Chicken wing. That's how I get my chicken wing.
No, I mean with that sauce. Like it's.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I really do.
You know you're lying.
I'm not.
So, Pizza World, because I'm doing this podcast, feeds me, and I'm happy that they feed us. Excuse me, feed us.
They do.
And in fact, hold on, let me put some of the sauce on here. Look at that. Isn't that delicious? That's delicious right there. That's delicious. So forget how it looked like. It's delicious. There you go. Jana, you can have some.
Well, you can take the first bite.
I gotta take the first bite?
Yeah, it's yours.
Oh.
It's an endless buffet.
Oh, my. Oh, that's such good service around. My Lord Jesus. All right, so look here. So we got pizza here. And this is the Texas barbecue chicken. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Texas barbecue chicken pizza. So that's delicious, too. So she wants me to take a bite.
Yeah.
And this chicken wing is mm-hmm. delicious. I love it.
Yeah, they're really good. They're we don't fry them or anything, so.
Oh, hot. Oh.
Woo. There's napkins right underneath here, Mike.
Oh, no.
We didn't get to the part where we told them we're real classy. Like, this is a real professional act.
All right, well, we'll get to this. Let me show you how professional we are, right? So, it's professional because we have professional like that. So that's nice. I don't know what you can see. Can you see it?
Yeah, they can see it.
All right. That's professional. That's what we're using to put this on.
We got to do what we got to do.
I like it. It embeds Pizza World into the podcast. Yeah. Okay. Now, one of the reasons why we're naming it Ricky's Big World is because, and I need to get that box, but there is a box called the Big World that Pizza World has.
Yeah.
And this thing, they have a challenge. Talk about a challenge.
So the challenge is a Big World pizza, which is massive. It's 15 pounds of pizza.
Mm.
We do 5 pounds of cheese, 5 pounds of meat, and then it's a combination 5 pounds of dough and sauce. Two people compete. You get 30 minutes to eat the entire thing.
Mm.
15 pounds of pizza. We haven't had anybody beat it yet.
No.
We have had many try. We've had a lot come close. And when I say close, I mean like within a slice or so.
Really?
Yeah.
They couldn't stomach it?
No. And it's hard when you get that close. I feel like you probably want to really.
The rule said you got to eat the whole thing.
Yeah. You really, you know, got to go the extra mile to get all those slices in. But yeah, 15 pounds of pizza, two people, 30 minutes.
See, I wanted to call it like Ricky's big old back porch, but then they would have thought I had a big tushy or something, a big old butt. But, you know, if I keep eating here, I will.
I would love for us to, like, do a podcast during a challenge at some point. I think that'd be so cool.
Oh, then the announcer in me would come out. It was like, oh, he's licking them lips and lips are going, going. But anyway, but the box is huge. And so, was it 15 pounds?
Yeah, 15 pounds.
15 pounds.
And we weigh them before each challenge.
But they even have a wrestler's ring, a belt that they do. So it's just great. So why they want to name it after me after that and all that show, I love it. Ricky's Big World. So, you know.
But we love you. You're fun and entertaining too. So.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, lies. I got food already, so you can quit the lies. But
stop buttering you up now.
So growing up in the South is so much different than here in Iowa because, you know, like, for example, and I've told you about my Auntie Wiggs and my Auntie Big Toe, and I got my my Uncle Pork Bottoms, and we can address each one of those if you want to.
Yeah, I think we should. I think we should introduce the whole gang.
So Auntie Wiggs, she owns a wig shop in Phenix City, Alabama, and she actually used to work. Do you remember that TV show called What's Happening? Do you remember that?
No.
What's Happening was a really cool TV show back in the 70s. And they would, the guy who played Rerun, his wife actually owned a shop in Phenix City, Alabama.
Okay.
And my auntie and her knew each other. So that's how old my auntie is. She's like 72 years old. She's old. And in fact, she walked by, she smelled like formaldehyde from the funeral home. So that's how old she is. Well, so Auntie Wig, she owns this wig shop. Every wig in that shop is like $5,000.
Yeah.
And more. She don't do the cheap wigs. And in fact, one time she decided to go ahead and just buy one of these little $600 wigs that she said is like chump change. I said, okay, well, evidently there's money in wigs I didn't know about. Okay. So she goes and she buys this little $600 wig, and it's made of synthetic hair. She goes outside in the Alabama heat, and evidently it melts onto her forehead like crayons, and she was hot living mad, cussed everybody out, and she said, I'll never buy a $600 wig no more. To me, $600 is a lot for some fake hair.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for
her. I mean, you can go get a cat put on top of your head or something like that, you know, I mean, for a little while, the cat would enjoy it. So, so she owns this amazing shop. My auntie Big Toe, we call her that because she's got this pterodactyl on her right foot that's like 2-3 sizes too big. We don't know what's going on with it. Flakes and everything else when she walks. You know, she leaves toe prints. And she actually accidentally walked into cement one time and there's a hole in the cement from where that big old toe's heavy weight just kind of went right on down into it. And so we got her, and her auntie Wiggs always fighting about this or that. Now, Uncle Pork Bottoms, I call him that, or we all call him that because he makes the best homemade pork rinds in the world. He's got this huge wok in his backyard. I mean, it's like the size of 2 dining room tables. I mean, the thing is huge. And he will fill it up with the grease and do everything else. And he'll take that, the pork rinds, and he'll throw it in there, cook them all up. And they are just, the seasonings on it's just unbelievable.
That sounds so good.
And he'll cook like real good stuff too on the grill. But I mean, I can't tell you all the good stuff right now because, you know, we got to save that for later too, don't we?
Yeah, they got to stick around.
They got to stick around. Hold on, I got to take a look at that. Oh, good.
You'll have to tell them because I love this atmosphere of you just like, of us just chilling while you eat.
Yeah.
Hang out.
Again, we're at, it'll be nice if you could swing that camera around and let people see what's going
maybe
on.
Maybe one day. After.
Maybe one day. But we are sitting actually in Pizza World. We've got the sound of the ice machine, sound of people talking and everything else. Because that's one of the things that you said, Jana, was that you wanted real.
Yeah.
You didn't want some closed space that's like real quiet and can't talk and all that.
Yeah, it's like a typical podcast, which I love podcasts. I listen to them all the time. They're so quiet, which is great because you really want to focus on what's going on. But I feel like this is a nice hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that not everybody's doing. And I love the idea of you being in here and hearing the ice as you can hear it right now.
Mm.
And mm-hmm. talking to people and the staff. Mm. And it just, I don't know, it feels cozy. Like, just having a good time.
Hold on a minute. I gotta ask Kyle a question. Kyle.
Yes, sir?
Did you put Tabasco sauce or something on these wings?
Yeah.
They are spicy. I like
Iowa
them.
Style.
Iowa style wings.
The Iowa style kind?
You got 2 Iowa style.
They are good. I like the kick they got.
See, it's like stuff like that. Like, I just think that's so organic and fun.
Oh, I thought, that's right. That wasn't very professional of me, was it? I'm sorry.
We're not a very professional.
I'm not a very professional.
We should set that standard.
Yes. Let's go ahead and set that standard. I'm country. And when you were a river rat, being raised on the Chattahoochee River, you ain't got time for all that mess. Now, I don't think I ain't got no class. I mean, I got class. I can put my pinky up, too. Watch
can
this.
Can
bro? Mm-hmm. Mm. See my pinky? There you go. Pinky up.
Very classy.
I'm very classy. So anyway, but, now, I'm actually a little bit classier now because my truck's kind of messing up on me, so I gotta look for another car. I'm thinking about that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that. What am I going to get? I don't know yet. But I'm thinking about getting something classy so I can ride around with my pinky up.
Classy.
Have you had a wing yet?
No.
Would you get one before I eat this thing up?
Can I have this one?
Can I have?
Before you touch it?
Here.
Thanks. I just want to make sure. I don't want to take anything from you.
I've also been in a few, you know, like I was in episode of Chicago PD, and I've done some other things too. And I've got a movie coming up called Intent Unknown, and cannot wait to get on that. And it's going to have a real actor in it, who's Academy Award Golden Globe actor, is going to be in it as well. And I'll talk to y'all about that on another episode, because, again, you can't be popping the whole, you know, chicken wing out there. I mean, you got to pull back a little bit.
I am excited to hear all about that, though.
Are you excited about?
Mm-hmm.
How long are these podcasts going to be?
About 30 minutes.
How long?
About 30 minutes.
Oh, I thought you said 300 minutes.
I
ain't got time for 300 minutes.
People can listen to it while they eat lunch and we eat lunch.
Mm. Okay, me burping all over the place.
Or dinner. You know, really, whenever.
Sir, could I have this cut? Could I have this cut so that my producer could have some of it, please? Sir, thank you, sir. That's the owner. Evidently, he gets starstruck when people walk in. So
I would too.
Do what?
I would too. You're a huge star.
Oh, yeah. Somebody gonna look at this on YouTube and they're like, who that? I don't know him. Why am I listening to him?
Insert clips here.
Insert clips. So, but anyway, I can tell you, all right, I'll say this. Now, I am definitely afraid of snakes, and I'll tell you why. Used to, when I was a kid, I go down to Chattahoochee River and I catch snakes all the time. Rattlesnakes. It didn't matter if it was a water moccasin, a cotton.
He put it on a separate plate.
Look, I want y'all to see this. Y'all see the pizza right there? That's good. Hold on, man. Okay. There you go. What was I saying?
Snakes.
Right. Y'all forgive me.
Peace, snakes, sit down.
What is that? What are you doing?
He's letting him know that there's another Texas chicken barbecue in the oven. We can all learn kitchen slang together.
Yes, kitchen slang. So, I go down to Chattahoochee River with my buddies one day. I'm 11 years old. I remember this day like it was yesterday. And I'm down there, and it had just rained, and everything bud all over the place. And I was barefooted. Everybody was barefoot. This is when I had fits. You know, I had foots. Because I'm a double-leg amputee now, like I said before. So, you know, I miss my foots. So, we're down there, and everybody's walking around doing whatever. And all of a sudden, everybody stops and freezes. Ricky, don't move. I said, what you mean, don't move? They said, don't move. So, their eyes are looking down. I look down. All of a sudden, I see this big, huge water moccasin slowly going across my foots. And I'm like, whoa, hold on. And I closed my eyes. I could feel the weight of that big old fat snake with lots of poison in it moving and grinding across my foot. And then I look after he moves, and you can see the trail from his weight in the mud and across my foot. And he keeps going and going. And as soon as I know that I'm out of the way, I hightail it back to my house, which is had to climb up a hill. I never realized I can climb a hill that fast. Up that hill into my house and go to immediately to the bathroom because I did not realize I tinkled on myself. And
I don't blame you.
Good. Because, I mean, you know, I had, you know, stuff running down and everything else. And then I had went to the bathroom. Then I had to go take a hot shower. I didn't come out of that house all day. And from then on, I have never touched another snake. I will not have a snake near me. I don't care if it's one of the rubber snakes from the toy store. I don't want nothing to do with no snake. We go to the zoo. I avoid that section. Hand me a lion. I'm good. A lion, tiger, bear, oh my. But I didn't see nothing about no snake in Wizard of Oz.
The wildlife in Georgia.
Oh, no, we don't have wildlife. We have dinosaurs. That's exactly what we have. We got dinosaurs. All right, got alligators that walk across the street from Chattahoochee River. People think it's logs in the middle of the road. You go to get out to move it, and all of a sudden, it kind of wants to grab you.
Seriously?
Yes. We got anacondas all over the place. Big old huge pythons. I mean, you know, dinosaurs. Hold on.
I have a newfound respect for people who live in Georgia now. I could not.
You ever been noodling before?
Where?
Noodling.
No.
Okay. I quit noodling a long time ago. So what you do is you go into the river. And Chattahoochee River is a bad place to go noodling because there are so many undercurrents that the mafia back in the day would throw the bodies into the water because they know they won't ever find them. They just tug them to the bottom.
We're going to need a whole episode just on that because I did not realize.
I got grandparents that are part of that, and I'll tell you about that later.
Oh. Okay.
There's a movie made after that.
I legit didn't realize. Mm-hmm. Like, there were gangsters.
So, hush now. You done interrupted
me.
I forgot what I was talking about.
I went off topic because I was like, oh my goodness, wait, what?
What was I talking about?
It's not very good to do it there because.
What? Oh, yeah, because the undercurrent. Oh, noodling.
Yeah.
Okay, noodling. So noodling is you go under the water and you find a crevice under the water, under a rock, a little cave under the water, whatever. You reach your arm in there and you use your hand as bait for a catfish. Problem is, you don't know if it's going to be a snapping turtle under there or not. I know some people lost some fingers. We'd be walking around like this, like that. Anyway, the goal is to get that catfish to snap on there. You have your hand in their mouth and you grab into the grill, the gills, and then it out.
Okay.
But the thing is, though, there's catfish as big as me in the water, bigger. They can swallow a whole human. And so one time I was in there and you just holding your breath underwater because you're that far down under, you can't do it just from the shallow part. So I'm down there and I've got I had to be like 16, 17 years old. You know, big old sexy thing. You know. Anyway, so I had my hand in there and I was trying to pull it out of the cave. Instead, it was pulling me into the cave and I was running out of air. And I got so scared, I just let go. But it didn't want to let go of me. So I'm punching it from the inside, its mouth, and it finally let go of me. I went it back up. I almost died that day because I was going to run out of oxygen trying to catch this fish. So I said, I'm done. I'm out. I'm not going to do noodling anymore, and I haven't done it anymore. But I still know people who do.
That's crazy.
I don't know anybody up here in Iowa who does it, but, I mean, I don't know what kind of fish y'all got. You never heard of noodling?
No, but I'm also, like, I'm not a native Iowan either. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from California, in case people want to know. I didn't say it for that. More so maybe, like, my accent or, like, how I sound. I don't know. I get that sometimes.
You don't have no accent.
That's good.
Well, no, I like California, San Diego, and some other things like that. But I couldn't live there.
Yeah.
But,
well, that's why I moved.
But I understand, like, I love that show River Monster, so I can watch that all day. And I think California's got some real big type of fish there, but I just love fishing, period.
Yeah.
But, no, I won't ever do noodling again.
That's so crazy. You're right when you say dinosaurs. Like, catfish as big as people. Like, that's crazy.
Okay. In fact, let me tell you something. What kind of time we got?
Like 10 minutes.
Okay. So... there are such big creatures and legends and everything else in the Chattahoochee River that one year when I was a kid, and I remember we lived in this area that was a project, but it was near the river. Excuse me. And I remember I got some chicken in my throat, so, you know, cluck, cluck. But so I remember in the Sunday, April Fool's newspaper, it came out April 1st. And there was this big old picture of a dinosaur drawing of what somebody had said they seen in the Chattahoochee River, right? And you believe the whole town thought it was real because you see some things in there. I ain't playing with you.
Yeah.
You see Bigfoots. You see, you know, the dinosaur thingy. Which, I mean, all that is big old guy, you know, alligator or something like that.
Right.
So people were believing it. It's about, oh, we just saw a brontosaurus.
That's crazy.
Seriously.
That's crazy.
So, if you ever want an adventure, take yourself on down to Columbus, Georgia.
We'll do.
Because there's a Fort Benning. Well, it was Fort Benning. They just changed, I believe, to Fort Moore. And which is good. I like the person who they named it after. But you go down there, yeah. Go down there and spend some time. Especially by the river, you might not come back.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it might get eaten. By something.
Or sound like what?
Or everything. Said you might get eaten by something or everything.
If you smell like fried chicken, somebody might come out of that house and try and get you too. I always smell like fried chicken. And that's why I don't go to the ocean. Because
it's
I know my big old chunk of still be out there and some shark be out there going, I smell that good stuff. Old fatty sweating in. So yeah, I'll be good. Hold on. That sauce is kicking. Not playing with you. Y'all, hold on a minute. Give me a second. I got sweet love. Oh, Lord. I gotta make sure I keep a little bit in a back tooth for later. Oh, Lord. Now, I'll say this about Iowa. I do like Iowa because Iowa's got some good ethics and morals and things like that. and work ethics especially, and I like that a lot. That's why we moved here, ooh, Lord, 17 years ago. We've been living in Iowa since 2005. I think that's since 17. I can't math right now. I'm eating. But
fair enough.
Fly trying to get back up my nose. Must be nice over there. But, no, I like it. I don't like the winters here. Y'all can keep that. The snow at all.
Yeah, I'm from Southern California, so the snow was something I had to get used to as well. I do enjoy it around the holidays, though. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Oh, you want my chicken wing? Okay, the chicken wing stuff. Here, take this too, since you ain't doing it around here no ways. All right, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the picture on this.
That's the thing I like about this podcast, though. Like, it's so organic. Like, we're going to hear really great stories from you.
You about so?
The things that you're doing.
While I'm chewing family. On the stuff and burping and stuff. And okay, yeah.
But, like, it's just, it's so relaxed. Like, you never know what kind of topic we're going to get into.
Is that
unpredictable? It's just like friends having a conversation.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, Lord, I'm like, hold on, man, because I'm about to burp all over the place.
Maybe less food? You're like, no, this is perfect.
Mm-mm. Okay, so my morning show, I do the same thing. I always picture my audience, my listeners, sitting at the breakfast table with me in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting there having a cup of coffee, chit-chatting, talking.
I love that.
And that's why I kind of wanted this podcast to be, too. And you as well. Because we've been chit-chatting and talking. It's already, how many, are we almost done for this one?
Yeah, almost done.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And it just drove on by so fast. I know.
We didn't get into all the juicy stories that you're going to be telling, but...
Because they for later.
They are for later, but I'm excited. We're going to be talking about a movie that you're in that's coming out. We're going to be talking about Auntie Wigs. I'm very sorry.
Auntie Wigs, Auntie Big Toe, and Uncle Pork Bottoms.
Yep. We'll have to get into all those stories.
I got a cousin, Good Grief, too. I ain't playing with him. Lord, every time he's saying Good Grief, Lord.
It never ends.
He asking for money again. So, yeah. But, yeah. This is fun. I like this. You know, hopefully we get people tuning in and listening to see, you know, what kind of crazy stuff we talk about. I don't think they're crazy. That's your words. I think they're normal.
I think it's entertaining.
Is it entertaining?
It is so entertaining.
Are you going to eat that last chicken wing?
I will.
Thank you.
But we're wrapping up, so I'll
Oh, are we wrapping up? Oh, really? Already?
Already.
Okay. So do we have something we got to say?
It's kind of sad that it's already done.
Huh?
I said it's sad. It's already done.
Oh, it's very sad. But did we have anything to say at the end? No little catchphrase or nothing? We knew it this. Okay, just letting you know. We're not nothing.
Yeah, you guys are along for all the bumps.
You know what? I kind of like that. You know how you go and you take a long road trip with your friends and you got that big old jalopy car. And it's like, okay, I don't know if the tire going to last around the block, but we're going to see what we can do. That's what you getting right here. We the jalopy and you the passenger.
It's long for the ride.
Long for the ride. Well, look here. We about done now? Okay. Food was great, but, you know, I really didn't like the attitude of, you know, the people bringing it to me, though.
Yeah. They're too polite.
They were too polite. I need sarcasm and
need
attitude.
Some sass. I'll have a talk with them. I guess.
Yeah, do your customer service training.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Tell them to be a little bit more rude.
Yeah, I'll tell them to be more rude. Just for you, though.
Just for me. Well, look here. Until next time, I'm Ricky with Ricky's Big World. You going to say bye?
I don't have anything to say.
You know, she don't have nothing to say. Okay, you know what? Here's how I do. You know, I walk you to the door. Have a blessed day. Bye. See, how you not say something like that? You know how it is? I'm not coming to your house if you're not going to sit there and say, give me a goodbye when I come over.
I'll do better next
time. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.